Good morning. Welcome to the RevScale Media Daily Brief. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Priya. Five stories, one coffee's worth of time. Let's move.
Board shakeups, a private equity buyback, and a franchise system hitting triple digits. Straight into it.
Valvoline first, right?
Yep. Valvoline just added a former Shake Shack CFO and KFC's global division CEO to its board.
Right after that $593 million Breeze Auto Care deal.
Exactly. Debt went from $1.1 billion to $1.7 billion, getting it done.
So what's the so what?
Franchise-scale operators on the board means unit economics get real scrutiny, not just store count.
Growth targets meeting a profitability check. Good discipline to watch for.
Next, Paradigm Oral Health. Surgeons just bought back majority control from BlackRock.
With Warburg Pincus, Goldman, and Sixth Street stepping in instead.
170-plus facilities, 34 states, and now surgeons hold the decision-making power again.
So what? Recap terms matter more than deal size. Expect more founder-led structures like this.
Okay, AI story. Thrive and Breezy AI just connected lead gen to revenue tracking.
So a franchisor can see lead-to-close job, location by location?
One dashboard. No more trusting franchisees' spreadsheets.
So what? Attribution's becoming baseline, not a premium add-on. That's a recruiting pitch now.
Speaking of recruiting, WellBiz brands, Drybar, Elements Massage, that whole portfolio.
Six new studios, 15 agreements, 9 renewals, 737 units total.
And they trimmed Drybar's build-out costs to make it easier to sign new owners.
So what? Multi-brand cost sharing plus lower entry cost. Smart playbook for capital-tight times.
Last one, Touching Hearts at Home just hit 100 units.
Founder's sons took over, and the growth didn't slow down.
35 units in 2 years, and the 100th was an existing franchisee expanding.
So what? That's owners reinvesting, not just new recruits. Strongest kind of growth signal.
All right, that's the brief. Valvoline's board bet on franchise discipline is the one to watch.
Full stories are up on RevScale Media, and the newsletter gets you this recap every morning.
We'll be back tomorrow with more.
Have a great day, everyone.